Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how-to, because step-by-step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey there, I am so glad you're here. Welcome to episode 10 of She Coaches Coaches. For the last few episodes, we've been talking extensively about my Confident Coaches Success Framework. And today, we're going to talk about a topic that has really helped many of my clients when they're feeling unsure, uncertain, or confused. Usually, this is something related to their coaching business, but this topic can apply to everything new in your life. Maybe you're learning how to do Facebook Lives, or as a new coach, how to invite people to a consult, or even how to have that very first coaching session with a client. Before we dive in, I want to read another review for this podcast. If you haven't already, I'd love it if you would leave a review, and maybe I'll share yours on a future episode. This one is from Bean Brains. Here's what they have to say. I love this podcast because Candy speaks so clearly and her voice is so comforting. While building a coaching business, it's awesome to have someone to listen to with such clarity. Her voice and helpful tips are perfect to turn to when my brain is feeling scattered with all the to-dos swimming around. Candy knows how to break things down in a calm and confident way. Super helpful. Really appreciate that review. So now, back to the levels of learning. I use this as a way of reminding my clients, and if I'm honest, myself, true, that sometimes things just don't go well at the start. Sometimes we mess up, and it can feel really uncomfortable. Our natural tendency is to think that feeling fear and seeing fear as a stop sign. We somehow think that the fear will just go away and that we should just wait until we're not so freaked out to begin. But, and this is a big but no pun intended, when we're scared and it's because of something new we've chosen to do, it's just not going to help you. Okay, I'm not talking about when you're in the woods and there's a grizzly bear who starts to chase you. I'm talking about when you decide you're going to start telling people you're a coach and that you're looking for your first few clients. That kind of fear. They both might make you want to run and hide, but they're not for the same reason. Imagine, in this scenario, we're looking at a staircase. This is how I like to describe the levels of learning to my clients. It's a short little staircase. There's only 4 steps. I originally learned this model when I was taking coach training at CTI, the Coactive Training Institute. The names of the 4 levels of steps are kind of complicated, so I've given each of them a nickname. Now, if you want to see a sketch of these 4 different levels, click through to the episode page. I'll create a little graphic and pop it in there for you so you can follow along. So the first level is called unconsciously incompetent. I also call that clueless. Second level is consciously incompetent, also known as cringeworthy. The third level, consciously competent, also known as hyper-focused. And finally, level 4 is unconsciously competent, and I call that masterful. Let me describe these different levels to you in a way that's quick and easy. And I'm going to use a metaphor, the metaphor of learning how to drive. Now, the 4 levels, the nicknames of the 4 levels, again, are clueless, cringeworthy, hyper-focused, and masterful. So let's talk about level 1 when you're learning how to drive. These levels are something that we all go through, no matter what we're learning when we're learning something new. And you're going to recognize these. So level 1, clueless, unconsciously incompetent. Imagine you're 14. You're often a passenger in a car, and you dream of that day when you get to be independent and finally get your driver's license. This is a breeze, you think to yourself. Ugh, why does my mom always drive so slow? That idiot over there didn't even put their turn signal on. What a dummy. Ugh, I can hardly wait. Why do I have to wait until I'm 16 to start driving? I wish I could just get on with it. You're completely clueless. Now, level two, consciously incompetent, I also call it cringeworthy. Finally, the day has dawned. It's time for you to learn how to drive. You've got a brand new learner's license, and finally, at long last, you slip into that driver's seat. You're at the wheel. Ah, you're puffed up and feeling like $1 million. Let's go. Now here comes level two, cringeworthy. Okay. Where does the key go again? How come it's so hard to get this key in the ignition? Where do I adjust the mirrors? How do I see behind me? Oh, that's too high. Nope. Push that button again. Nope. Oh, that's just not right. You got to fiddle and fiddle and fiddle. And finally, you get them adjusted. Okay, now we're off. You pop that car into drive and you press the gas and nothing happens. The engine revs up, but you're stuck. Ah, the emergency brake. It's still on. Okay, so you find and release the emergency brake. Now, your parents are getting pretty smart. They've taken you to an empty parking lot for your first few times out driving. There is no cars around, so this should be a breeze, right? But you've been here before. Nope, not so much. Push the gas. Okay, here we go. Oh my God, I just jumped ahead so fast. Where's the brakes? Screech! And you slam on those brakes. Now you look over to your right. Your dad is gripping the door handle and says, oh, thank God we're wearing seatbelts. Well, you get the idea. Maybe you remember this too. Maybe you're teaching your kids how to drive. You had no idea it was going to be so complicated or so hard. It looked so easy when somebody else was doing it, but now it's painful and cringeworthy. Now, let's move on to level three, hyper-focused, or consciously competent. Okay, you've been driving for a while, maybe a few weeks. You've taken some driving lessons, and your parents are very, very patient people. Here we are at level three. Sure, you can drive, but you have to stay vigilant. You have to remember to check your shoulder. You have to remember to put your turn signal on. You keep your hands at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock on the steering wheel. You're consciously looking at how fast am I going? Am I going too slow or too fast? Should I push the gas pedal a little harder or let up a little bit? Okay, I've got this. I can do this. But just don't talk to me because I'm concentrating. That's kind of what level three, hyper-focused, is like. And now level four, masterful, unconsciously competent for the new driver who is finally getting masterful. All right, so with time, you've driven enough. Now you just grab those keys, jump into the car, clip your seatbelt, and start. You hook up your Bluetooth and get some good music going, all while you've put on the turn signal, check your mirrors, pull out into traffic, and before you know it, you're singing along to your favorite tunes, and all of a sudden, you're at your destination. You didn't even have to think about every single little thing. Congratulations. You are now consciously competent. Your brain and your body have done the thing they do so well. Your brain loves to conserve energy, and it does its best to put any activity on autopilot. And this is what's happened as you move from level two to three to now four. So these four levels, I've talked about it from a new driver's perspective, but they also apply to you as you become a new coach. At first, you're thinking it's going to be a breeze. Everyone tells you you're a natural. Then you realize how much you don't know, and you kind of freak out a bit. eventually. When you concentrate hard, you can have a good coaching session, but you have to work at it. You have to be really conscious. Just as the mechanics of coaching take time to go on autopilot, and eventually you can focus more and more on being 100% present with your client. When you're in level one, clueless, you are happy. You've got no stress. This is going to be a breeze becoming a coach. Now when you move to level two and three, it's not as comfortable. It takes focus and energy and concentration. Plus you make mistakes. Maybe it doesn't always go the way you want it to. Maybe you can't think of the right question to ask your client and you fumble around a little bit. But when you finally reach level four, you generally go back to that feeling good. So do you see what I mean? It's easy to feel nervous or uncomfortable when you're in level two or level three, cringeworthy and hyper-focused. And as a result, you might be feeling nervous or scared. But once the train has left the station and you have decided to be a coach, you have to go through the discomfort of level two and level three to get to masterful level four. Fear and discomfort doesn't mean stop. It means keep going. You're on the right path. You'll get through this. These levels apply to everyone and to any new thing that you try to do. Whether it's learning how to drive, learning how to become a coach, or learning how to find your favorite paying clients. It's completely normal to feel like this. Nothing has gone wrong. It's just you growing. And accept that every masterful coach was once a new coach too. They were once cringeworthy. They were once clueless. And they've grown. We've all experienced these levels of learning. So you're in good company. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're in the room with us. When you get worried, remind yourself of these levels of learning. And think back to a time when you learned something new, something different, not being a coach. And remember how you got better and better. And finally, it was easy and you were masterful. So I'm kind of curious, what level are you at right now? You might be a level four in your coaching skills, but you might still feel like a level two in your client attraction skills. So tell me about it. Go to the episode webpage, leave me a comment. I want to hear from you. And thanks for joining. Remember to listen next week too. We're going to talk about the next steps in becoming a confident coach. Hey, I so appreciate you're here and you're part of my community. Now I want to hear from you too. Click through to those episode notes, just like I said earlier, and leave me a comment. Did you find this information helpful? Tell me more about the kinds of things that you want me to explore in future episodes. I always want to help you best, and for me, that means creating episodes that help you with exactly where you're at. Now remember, you can do this work all on your own. I'm giving you everything you need in these podcast episodes. If you love DIY, maybe you're making a business and you're excited to be a do-it-yourselfer, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm happy to support you. Subscribe to the podcast so you're the first to hear about new episodes. There are lots of people who want more help, though. And if that's you, there's a way to find out how to work more closely with me. My clients are go-getters. Many of them have wanted to become a coach for weeks, months, and sometimes even years. But maybe the timing wasn't right until now. Now they are eager to dive in and get on that happy path. They want the quickest, most enjoyable route to becoming a successful coach. They don't want to have to try and fail and try and fail. They want to speed their way through level two and three, and they want to start getting traction now. If this sounds like you, click on the link in the episode notes and let's talk. Now, before I wrap this up, I want to tell you about my new free vault. I think I told you about it in the last episode, but if you haven't heard, I'm really excited. I created this free vault to help you start your business and become a coach. It's called the Coaches Online Business Academy, and here's how it works. Click the link in the episode notes and sign up for your free account. As soon as you do, you're going to get immediate access to a whole bunch of resources. I've got a quiz to help you narrow down your niche, a pre-recorded 5-day training to kickstart your coaching business, and a whole bunch of PDF guides. I've included things like 147 proven niches, a checklist for what do you do as a brand new coach when you're just starting out, and ideas for places to find paying clients. Every month, I add more free resources to this vault, so it's just going to keep growing. You only need to sign up once, and you're going to get access to everything that's there and all the new things that I add too. I'm so pleased to be able to share this with you. Click on the link in the show notes and sign up today. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.